White-faced owl. In the heart of Africa's sub-Saharan savannas and woodlands, where acacia trees whisper secrets to the wind and the night sky pulses with stars, the white-faced owl emerges as an enigmatic sentinel of the shadows, a bird whose ghostly visage has inspired tales of spirits and sorcery across cultures. Scientifically known as Pteleopsis leucotis, the northern white-faced owl, often simply called the white-faced owl, belongs to a genus of Scops owls, distinguished by its dramatic facial features that evoke a kabuki mask or a wide-eyed phantom. This medium-sized raptor, measuring about 9 to 11 inches in body length, with a wingspan of up to 22 inches, and a weight of around 6 to 8 ounces, is a master of deception and stealth, blending seamlessly into the nocturnal tapestry of its environment. Females tend to be slightly larger than males, a common trait among owls that enhances their role in brooding and defence. The white-faced owl's appearance is nothing short of theatrical, designed by evolution for both camouflage and intimidation. Its face is a stark, heart-shaped disc of pure white feathers, rimmed with a thin black border that accentuates large, piercing orange eyes. Eyes that glow like embers in the moonlight, capable of gathering light in the dimmest conditions. This facial ruff isn't just for show. It funnels sound waves to the owl's asymmetrical ears, hidden beneath the plumage, allowing it to detect the faintest rustles with pinpoint accuracy. The rest of its body is a mottled mosaic of grey, brown and white streaks, mimicking tree bark or lichen-covered branches, while subtle ear tufts, erectable like tiny horns, add to its expressive silhouette. In flight, its rounded wings produce a hushed flutter, thanks to serrated feather edges that silence the air, making it a whisper among predators. Subspecies variations exist, with some populations showing more rufous tones in arid zones, but the iconic white face remains a constant, a beacon in the dark that has earned it nicknames like Transformer Owl for its ability to alter its profile. Habitat-wise, the white-faced owl is a denizen of diverse African landscapes, from the thorny bushlands of Kenya and Tanzania to the Mayombo woodlands of Zambia and the semi-arid scrub of Ethiopia. It avoids dense rainforests and extreme deserts, preferring open savannas dotted with trees for perching and nesting. These owls are largely sedentary, staking out territories of several square kilometres, but juveniles may disperse widely after fledging. Breeding peaks during the dry season, often from April to October, depending on the region, when pairs engage in duets of soft whistling calls, a series of poo-poo-poo notes that resonate like a distant flute. Nests are opportunistic, commandeered from tree hollows, abandoned woodpecker holes, or even termite mounds, lined sparingly with feathers. Females lay 2 to 4 glossy white eggs, incubating them for about 30 days, while males provide sustenance. The chicks, fluffy and wide-eyed, hatch asynchronously, growing rapidly on a protein-rich diet before fledging at around 5 weeks, though they depend on parents for months as they hone survival skills. Behaviorally, the white-faced owl is a virtuoso of defense and deception, famous for its transformation display, a threat posture where it elongates its body, narrows its eyes to slits, and sways like a branch in the breeze, fooling predators into seeing a larger, more menacing figure. This mimicry extends to its daily routine. By day, it roosts motionless in foliage, its cryptic plumage rendering it invisible to passers-by like lions or eagles. Come nightfall, it awakens with a stretch and preen, its flexible neck rotating nearly 270 degrees to survey the surroundings. Socially, these owls are mostly solitary, outside breeding. But pairs bond for life, communicating through subtle body language and vocalizations that include hisses, snaps, and alarm screeches resembling a cat's yowl. In one fascinating adaptation observed by researchers, white-faced owls have been seen playing dead when threatened, going limp to deter handling, a tactic that underscores their clever survival instincts. Hunting is where the white-faced owl reveals its predatory prowess, a nocturnal ballet of precision and opportunism. Unlike larger owls that overpower big game, this species specializes in small prey, using its acute hearing to locate insects, rodents, birds, and reptiles in the underbrush. It perches patiently on low branches or fence posts, then launches into a short, gliding swoop, talons extended like grappling hooks. Beetles, moths, mice, and even scorpions dominate its menu, with the owl swallowing smaller items whole and regurgitating pellets of indigestible parts. Compact clues that scientists dissect to study ecosystems. In lean times, it scavenges or raids bird nests, showcasing dietary flexibility. Remarkably, its vision adapts to starlight, but sound is the true weapon. Experiments show it can strike targets in pitch blackness based solely on auditory cues, mapping the world in echoes like a feathered bat. In the world of falconry and wildlife centres, the white-faced owl holds a niche role, more as an educational ambassador than a traditional hunting partner due to its smaller size and insectivorous leanings. Falconry enthusiasts in Africa and Europe occasionally train them for demonstrations, where their calm demeanor and striking looks captivate audiences. Training involves gentle habituation with hoods and lures, building trust through positive reinforcement, often with mealworms as rewards. At centres like those in South Africa or the UK, these owls star in flight displays, gliding silently to the glove while narrators share their lore from ancient Egyptian depictions as protectors of the underworld to modern conservation stories. Their adaptability to captivity, with lifespans extending to 15 to 20 years, versus 10 in the wild, makes them ideal for breeding programs that bolster wild populations. Yet, this spectral bird faces shadows of its own in the form of human-induced threats. Habitat destruction from agriculture, logging, and urbanization fragments its woodlands, while pesticide use decimates insect prey, leading to starvation. Roadkills and superstitions, where locals view them as omens of death, prompting persecution, further endanger populations. Though classified as least concern by the IUCN globally, regional declines in East Africa prompt action. Protected reserves like Serengeti National Park safeguard habitats and nest box initiatives mimic natural cavities. Citizen science apps track sightings, revealing migration patterns influenced by rainfall, while anti-poaching patrols curb illegal trade for pets or traditional medicine. Anecdotes illuminate the white-faced owl's charm and mystery. Field biologists recount owls dancing in rain showers, spreading wings to bathe, or curiously inspecting camera traps with tilted heads. In one viral video from Namibia, a white-faced owl puffed up to twice its size to scare off a genet, transforming from cute to colossal in seconds. Their pellets, riddled with iridescent beetle wings, offer treasures for young naturalists, while captive individuals display personality, some head bobbing in rhythm to music, hinting at rhythmic intelligence. As we behold the white-faced owl, it stands as a whisper from Africa's wild soul, a reminder that beauty often hides in the night, urging us to preserve the delicate balance of ecosystems where such wonders thrive. In falconry centres, where its silent flights enchant visitors, this owl bridges myth and science, inviting all to gaze into its white-faced enigma and listen to the stories it tells.